Well, I'm indeed privileged to have sitting next to me here a famous Irishman, Michael Russell of Doolan. Hello, Michael.
How are you, sir? Good evening.
Michael, you've just, it's a 7th of December, in fact, on a Saturday evening, and we're sitting here in Ennis, and you've just touched down from Oslo, isn't that right?
That's right. I left Oslo today morning at 7 o'clock and came to London. And I was in Shannon about 1 o'clock.
You're a bit tired now, I'd say.
I am a bit, but not too bad.
Why were you in Oslo, Michael?
Well, this is my third time in Oslo. So I was in great friends with this man. He used to work for the theatre that time, but he's a producer for the TV now. So he composed a tune in honour of me, and he sent me a tape of it, and he asked me to go out to Nobody Play for their show in Oslo. So first I thought not
this to, was on television.
That's right. So first I thought not to go, you see, but the people was telling me around home that I should go, you see. It was a pity miss it. So I went, and I'm delighted because it turned out great altogether.
I believe it was very cold over there, was it?
It was very cold. It was 6 below zero yesterday morning.
You probably find the weather here after that very warm, do you?
I do. You'd be finding off surprised. When we left Oslo this morning, the man had to catch me by the shoulder. I'd slipped, the road was so bad I wasn't able to walk properly, and I had the wrong shoes on. My shoes for they had slippy soles, like, but everybody in Norway seems to have soles with grips, you know, that they were catching a grip in the road.
Right. And you got a great reception over there.
I did.
Yes.
Oh, I got a very good reception.
The name of that tune that this composer, I think his name, if I can pronounce it, he's Norwegian, and his name is Steinar Ofsdal.
That's the name.
And the name of that tune is a lovely name. Well, it's written in Norwegian here, but there is a translation, and it's The Flute Player on the Green Island, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes.
And that was a great tribute to you, wasn't it?
Twice.
Are you an old friend of his?
I am.
When did you first meet him?
I met him first, as far as I think, it would be about 1977, I think. I went over with Kieran McMahona and Donal O'Connors and Dennis Doody and Deirdre O'Brien. We went to do went to play for the television. So I met him that time. We played together that time before for the television, which was different this time.
And I think you sang last night too on television, did you?
I did.
What did you sing, Michael?
I sang a version of a song called Tá Bogumar in Sliov. And one verse in Gaelic and another verse in English.
Would you give us a bar of it now?
I will. Well, this is different to the Shannon singing. How I got the idea was I heard a man called Kirvin, the Lord of Mercy in his soul, from Inish Diamond, singing on the radio about maybe 50 years ago. So I liked the way he was singing this song. So he had a very quick air for it, which is very nice, the way he used to sing it. Tá Bogumar in Sliabh agus is fada meni gheag, nuair dá chail mi leathe im slánte, dá seol an sir is siar is go háite ghón in grian. Nu gavrinch ye homenier sentran on. Away upon the mountain brow I heard a bone cow, and my thoughts were all lost to a maiden. I drove her east and west, and where'er the sun shines best, and she returned with her white milk laden. Conic rim wa he gone in ruegarach and tre, haga said jantle he von bo. her. O ji mwrn grast, jyn fwysgyl ter mwchas, si yn baldwf hydag ffebron. Did you ever see my house, nor roof but drush, where the road bends out to the river, where the bee loves to roam and to build there its home, in the heat, in the sun of the harvest. Nor a clean on and slot, ni anin in mass, is low lesh na branches oge. Ach, a colleen all and jas, the good machri dod gan, is mcquig kiad slan go jolat. Withered is the root, the bough it bears no fruit, till the young twig shoots by the river, and the lovely golden maid that stole my heart away. So farewell to thee this day and forever.
God, Michael, that brings us, that gives us a bit of spirit in the cold winter month of December. Very good. Michael, music, of course, has been your whole life, hasn't it?
Well, I play, of course, I was very anxious for playing with, when I was younger, I used to work a lot in the land, you see.
You had a farm up in Doolan.
We had a farm, that time. So I was a great man. I used to be driving a horse and car, you see. So I used to, well, just there in the seventh last, maybe 25 years, I started playing more music. In fact, I used to play when I was younger.
Yes, yes. But you didn't take to the farm very well.
No. No.
You're like Paddy Kavanagh, the poet. Listen, Michael, what was there music in your family? I know, of course, the famous Paco, God rest his soul. But the mum and dad, the mother and father, were they? Were your mother and... sorry. Three, two, one. Were your mother and father musical, Michael?
Well, my mother's name was Maloney, the lad to mercy. She used to play the concertine. And my father then, lad to mercy, the man... He was a great singer. He used to sing in Irish and English, and he had a brother. He was a school teacher, a man called Michael Russell, Lord to mercy him. He was a school teacher in Liscannor. He was a great singer, and his father before him, then again, they were all great to sing somewhere or another. So...
Your mother played the concertina, did she?
She did.
Yes. So you from the cradle up, you were listening to music.
I was.
Yes. You used to have people wandering into the house singing and all that.
That time, you see, that there was a woman called Bedelia Considine. She was a school teacher, and she used to come and she used to play the concertina in our house and go for. She'd take a holiday, like she'd go for another week then to Collies in Ballywahan. So there used to be dancing all with my mother, Latimer, and used to be playing the concertina for half sets, small dances like parties.
Yes. Michael, you go around a lot now, don't you? You were just down at Cork University playing for students down there, were you?
I was.
Yes. How do you find young people reacting to your music now? Do you find them receptive?
Well, by God, I do. I found to know that they took great interest in what I was talking about down in Cork. The one interviewed me by Mihara Sullivan after, and one young fella. There was about seven or eight, I think, four boys and four girls, with one young fella. Was their worth the tunes always? Yeah. So I said that I thought there was, but I wasn't rightly sure did the name of the tune had it anything to do with the tune, like, but but 'tis a great an introduction to tune. But so one example of a tune I heard, a reel called Sportin' Nelly. It came from an old song called Nell Flaherty's Drake. So I sang a verse of Nell Flaherty's Drake and played Sportin' Nelly. So the words of Nell Flaherty's Drake would be, "My name it is Nell, quite candid I tell. I live near a town by the name of Attai. I had a fine drake, the truth for to speak. My grandmother left me and she going to die." So if you think well over, this tune is something in the same.
Those famous fingers are now about to go into action on the flute. Here we go. Thank you very much indeed, Michael. That was lovely. Michael, you were telling me a story a while ago about the magic of music and curing somebody up your way once. Do you know what I... Would you tell us that story?
I'll try and tell you that story. Sorry.
Yeah. You have two different...
I have.
Yes. What's the difference between those two now, Michael?
Pitch in the scale of D and the other one is E flat.
You, in fact, call it a flute or a penny whistle, which, Michael?
Well, we just call it a penny whistle, but the right name for it would be a flageolet.
Aha, great.
Or in Gaelic, fadogstan, they call it in the Irish language.
Right. That seems to make more sense.
I think it's a nicer name for it.
It's a nicer name, it's a beautiful name. But to tell us the story, Michael.
Or the story, this man was, he was living in the side of the road in a place called, well, near the Ferdala River, just flow from Listone Varna out into the sea. There's a road going there. So he was very sick anyway. He was beginning to fall into decline. He wasn't improving at all. So he went out on the road for a short walk this night before he'd go to bed, and he met this man. He never seen the man before, or he didn't ever find out his name, but the man said, spoke to him, and he asked him, "What's wrong with you?" He says, "You don't look too well." So the other man said, "I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't improve at all. I'm waiting every day for it to get better, which is worse I'm getting." "Well," he says, "I'll lilt a tune for you, Sissy. According to your appearance, I think you're a musicianer. And if we'll be able to play this tune in the morning, I'll guarantee to you that you'll be all right." So the old man listened, and he was a flute player. And he listened, and he had some of the tune in his head going in the door, and he was practicing it, and he could play it, and he was supposed to be, he got all right. That's what the older people would tell you. So the tune would be, "Well,
Marvelous. I can see how that would do somebody better. It's a great cure for the common cold. Listen, Michael. Right. Testing. 3, 2, Michael Russell here. 3, 2, 1. Now, you have another scale, Michael.
I have. Well, this is a... I'm dedicating this to a man called Dr. Harry Bugler in Innes, I think.
That's right, an old friend of ours.
So, every Sunday morning, the fish and the animals come up to the top of the water. Every Easter Sunday morning, they come up to the top of the water in outside Skathry Island in a place called Inishkahig, I think is the name of the where the monks were long ago. And they do sort of a big Caledonian dance in the water with Willie Clancy, the Lord of Mercy, and playing and other musicians on the top of St. Sinan's Tower in honour of our Saviour that rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. So the tune they played would be Skathry, the name called Skathry Island. So
very, very good. That's excellent. It's a very interesting... It's all true, that story, is it?
Well, it came from an old woman, Bush, that said it could be a bit of folklore, too, you see. So, not far away from Skathry, there's a little village called Kiradacer. So I met these two ex-teachers in Ballywahan that told me about this verse.
Right.
I wrote it down, so I practiced and I learned to say it. Modern bra even, Misrad killed desert, a scatamachir, a scoople of bone. Deal and let trade odor, fadle nechele, a scaffati chele, a snare punt, a scrone. Ach, we peggy cigarling, exoder gahal of. So I may not, I mightn't say it as the way they meant to say it, but that's nearly the verse like.
Right. Michael, did you speak Irish from your young years up? Did you have to learn it at school, I mean?
I learned it at school, but I heard it because all around me, the old people that... It was a part of the Gaeltacht one time when our duel, when it was a sub Gaeltacht, so in 1949 it went all together. So I heard the old people, they were talking, they'd be playing cards, they were talking Irish.
Mm-hmm. How many records have you made now, Michael?
I made the first record with my two brothers, Lord of Mercy, one of my brothers, and I made one then for Free Reed, and I made one for Oliver Barry. He's manager of the Wolf Tones, and I'm a part of three more in Germany.
Do you find people call to see you in the summertime up in Doolin?
I do.
Yes.
An awful lot.
Mm-hmm. Is there any person who has influenced you more than anybody else in music in your life?
Well, the Marsh man, Latimer, said he died about his birth, 3 or 4. The Marsh and Thrashton man of Raymond. He got 500 tunes off of me.
500?
Yes.
Now, did you have all those in your head?
I had.
Good grief.
I never thought I had as much. Every time I'd go to Dublin, I used to go into Brendan, the Lord to mercy in his soul, and he'd get 9 or 10 tunes off of me. He was collecting for the Department of Education that time. So he used to write them down, you see.
What would you do? Would you?
I used to play them, you see. There was a girl there that used to take me a tape recorder and they'd play them slowly, then they used to write them down. And he found out names of tunes that I played that I never did know anything at all. But, so he gave me a great inspiration altogether about the tunes and the stories that was behind them. Mm-hmm. I found out a lot after I got talking to that man, you see.
Yes. So they're all preserved there. You mentioned earlier on too, Michael, some man who in 1935 went around with a cylinder recorder, I think. Who was that?
That's right. A man called Seamus de Largue. Mm-hmm. He came to Doolin around 1935, and what he had was an old type of an Edifone, and the record that was going to that Edifone was just the same as a black, like a bottle. Right. That type.
Are those recordings still somewhere?
They are. But then he recorded a lot of folklore off of a man called Stefan Hillary, the Latimer Cinema, and 5 or 6 more people around North Clare there, around Doolin. So I remember I was a young lad myself and I used to go listening to the storytellers. One man, he was a small man, he wore a soft hat, and he was telling about 2 men that was fighting in the eastern world, how they made the soft ground hard, and the hard ground soft, and they brought the spring water up through the hard rock. So he was telling in Irish, and the words he said it was, you know, the Bogan Bog, the Flohan Cloch, Hagat Cloch, Han Cloch, the Bogan Bog. Har neither fearish can ye see the Dalov and nature of Lopadan, Lopadan, Eshki Milch, Mora, Menanagas, Menarnaha. So I often asked Kieran McMahon one time what was Lopadan, Lopadan. He thought it was hills and valleys and the land. And Eishke Meechamore, tis the best story I suppose told in the folklore about cliffs and millions of small flies and all that kind of imagination.
Yes, yes.
So,
great. Now, Michael, in Norway, in Oslo last night, they presented you with this flute, which you have
that's right,
on your lap there. Could you tell us what it's all about?
Well, he told me to the man that it is made off of a willow tree, and at a certain time of the year, the center of the is soft that you can. They have a certain way that they can take out the center out of it.
Right.
And
is it a Norwegian instrument?
I think so.
Right.
It is named in Sweden and Norway. They call it a pipa sala. That would be the sally pipe, I suppose.
Right. And it has some designs there at the edge of it. There's a cross on it, in fact. You haven't tried playing it yet, have you?
I could only sound it very badly for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'd say you'll be playing that away up in Doolin for the next.
I think I'll be able to master it already somewhere.
No doubt you will. Yeah. Listen, Michael, it's been a pleasure having you on the program anyway.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And may I wish you that we're all very proud of you in Clare and all over Ireland, and you've been a great success in Oslo. You're a most humble man, I find, and music is, all this fame has never gone to your head, has it?
Well, no, I'll be gone. No, I think I'd like to stay as a, be classed as a farmer, you know, kind of.
Yes, yes. Well, I hope you'll have many, many more years of music and playing, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Well, thank you. Very happy Christmas.
And a happy Christmas to you. Slán an ish.
Slán.
What are you going to finish with, Michael?
I'm going to finish with the music of a song called The Páistín Fún. So both my mother and father, Lord of Mercy, and that's all used to sing this song. So I'll just sing it. Verse in Irish, in Gaelic language, and play the tune then after. So the words would be Gráinne malam o páistín fiúl Crís a hagin a gáilum Críach a gálum ar blán an úl Is a píab mar a gála le márta Tús a marrún, marrún, marrún Tús a marrún as ma gáil Tús a marrún as ma chumun gabúan Séad a cláchan ta gom o da bár
Margaret Michael. Thank you.
want you to think of the tunes that I listened to.
I mean, I think that very hard to get a VCD tape. Sorry, man, the time was great. It's not great, and that's great. It's not great.
Steinar har god fantasi om det, hvordan det i Irland når han hjemme med en gang han hører denne musikken. Steinar, litt om Michael.
Michael en av Irlands legendariske følelsespillere. Han bor helt ytterst på Vestkysten, hvor han har bodd sammen med sine tre brødre, som alle har spilt i sportmusikk. Og han har virkelig vært en stor inspirasjon for alle som ikke driver med
det. Han spiller ikke bare fløyte.
Nei, han synger også. Han har vært her i landet før, og både sunget og spilt for
folk. Helt singlet, yes.
Sorry, gay, and English, don't listen, bitch.
First, gay, listen, sorry.